So the first part of this practice is sitting in the golden flame, the golden fire. The fire is a three-coloured fire. It has three coloured flames, gold, pink and blue. The gold is the living truth. The truth of God. The pink is the love of God, and the blue is the power of God. Jesus' ministry, the whole of his ministry, covered those three frequencies or bandwidths: truth, love, and power. The truth. And incidentally, not just Jesus, but also all the work of the angels fits into those three categories as well. The truth of God is a living truth. The gospel is a living truth. It's not some, you know, kind of advice you can give to someone, or, you know, some information that you can share. It's a spiritual truth that you either embody or you don't. Now, the good thing about it is that this living truth, which is the Spirit of Christ, it is Christ consciousness itself, that Spirit is what we're made of. It's what God created us through. That Spirit exists within us. It's the foundation of our being. So the Christ consciousness, the Christ spirit, already exists within us, and all we have to do is to exist from that place. We have to sit in that consciousness, accept that, rest in that consciousness, wait on the Lord, be still and know that I am God. These are all instructions that scripturally we've been given. So waiting on the Lord, be still and know that I am God, means exactly that. In the Tao Te Ching, we're advised, or we're asked, we're challenged, we're asked a question: can you wait? Do you have the patience to allow your mud to settle and action to arise by itself? That's like waiting on the Lord, being still and know that I am God, and allowing the Spirit to move you instead of being driven by your own desires and whatnot. Now, the foundation of this practice, this golden fire practice, this being able to sit in the living truth of your own Christ nature, is faith. And incidentally, in the first book of John, it tells us very, very clearly that the Christ light, which creation emerged from, is the light that shines in the eyes of all men. So that means all humanity. So that's the light that shines out of our eyes, unless of course we're spiritually dead, and that's a whole other subject: the living dead, the spiritually dead. And of course, we're all dead to our spiritual reality, our spiritual life, our own spirit to some degree or another. That's what this world does to us. So sitting in the golden fire requires us to sit with a burning certainty, this unshakable faith, a faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. That means it's a concentration point. It's an epicenter of knowingness. Burning, burning, burning certainty. The size of a grain of mustard seed. So you get a hold of this thing, laser beam focused, deep, 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 deep down inside of you, that doesn't waver, doesn't wobble around. It's the epicenter of your being. It's the epicenter of your inner being, your inner nature. It's who you are. It's your spine, the backbone, the foundation of your essence. It already exists. You don't have to create it. You don't have to build it. It already exists. You just have to come from that place. So when you're sitting in this golden fire, be certain that what you're imagining, what you're breathing, what you're sitting in is the living truth of the living God, the living Christ, the living Spirit of life. That's what it is. It's a living truth. And the more certain you are, concentrated faith, mixed with love and gratitude, the faster it's going to work. It's all about creating an internal alchemy and an appropriate alchemy within yourself that you control simply by your imagination, your breath, and your attitude. You need to be relaxed, and you can accomplish that very swiftly through the alternate nostril breathing. Activate the parasympathetic side of the central nervous system. Disengage the sympathetic fight, flight, fright response. And then just drop in. And deep receptivity, as deep as you can go into your own inner darkness. Set your intention, smiling the golden inner smile, looking up within, allowing yourself to receive the blessings. And imagine those blessings coming from above. Imagine the Holy Spirit coming down into you. According to your faith, so shall it be. When you pray, when you intentionalize, according to your faith, so shall it be. And the faith is the foundation of the fire. It really, the faith is what turns the heat up. According to your faith, so shall it be. If your faith is wishy-washy, if it's not ironclad, if it wobbles around, if it depends on circumstances, if you're full of doubt and fear, if you're living from those aspects of your ego, then your practice, your prayer, your intentionality, your power, the healing that you can receive, the love that you have the opportunity to feel, the peace, the experience of truth, the living truth, the Christ within you, it's all going to be diluted. According to your faith, so shall it be. So this faith seed, the size of a grain of a mustard seed, already exists within you. And it's up to you to get a hold of it. You've got to get a hold of the bull by the horns. The certainty, the knowingness of who you are, is a symptom of moving into that place, moving into that state, moving into that alchemy within your own inner being that is beyond your ego. It exists independent of your ego. Your ego can't infect it or affect it in any way. And it's deep, deep, deep within you. And when you begin this practice, you'll probably at the beginning start to get glimpses of this. And even if you get a fragment of a second in the real experience of that certainty, of that knowingness, you can build on that next time. Because in that fragment, you allow into yourself something that can never be taken away. Because the power of God, the love of God, the truth of God is so strong. And I could say life instead of God there. The spirit of life is so powerful. The living truth within you is so powerful. So you let a little micro drop of that in for a millisecond, and you have the full power of the thing then inside of you. And you know it. The proof is in the pudding. So the golden fire is sitting in the living truth of the living fire of the living God, the spirit of life, the Christ spirit within you, the foundation of your being, the foundation of your soul. Faith, love, and gratitude. So let's just take a few breaths there. In the faith, love, and gratitude. Imagining we're sitting in the golden fire. Golden fire just burning, burning, burning. Smiling the golden inner smile, looking up within. And if you can, activate the holographic imagination. Imagine, consider the fact that you have 50 or 100 trillion cells in your body. And you have one body, but that body is made of 50 or 100 trillion cells. Here comes the rain. So while you're burning in the fire, even though there's one single fire, try and imagine 50 or 100 trillion tiny little fires burning within that big fire. So it's a holographic image. And this is very, very, very important that you use your mind in this way. Use your mind in a holographic way, because that's the way it's designed to work. And if you have continuity of the image, the images in your mind, if there's one single image and you're holding that vision holographically, you have tremendous continuity in your mind. No leaks, no contradictions, no disharmonies, no discontinuity. You have coherence and continuity. Very, very, very important for your practice. It shores up all the leaking, fragmented facets of your psyche. So you're sitting in a golden fire, burning, blazing. And the golden fire is composed of 50 or 100 trillion tiny little fires, exactly the same as itself, burning with the living truth of the living God, the Spirit of Life, the pure Spirit of Life, the holy, whole Spirit of Life, the Christ fire. The heat of that fire, the intensity of that fire, is defined absolutely by your faith. Turn up the intensity of your faith, the certainty, knowingness, coming from that deep, deep, deep inner place, size of a grain of mustard seed. Smiling the golden inner smile, looking up within, absolute receptivity. Allowing the Holy Spirit to fill you with the Christ fire, the golden fire of living truth. Soft, gentle, deep breaths, filling every single cell with that golden fire. Now this is a very, very, very simple practice which you can do on your own as long as you want. Towards the end of the practice, after you've been sitting in the fire for a while, you can do this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, several hours. The important thing is the focus, the relaxation, the focus, the breath, the concentration, the faith, the alchemy of faith, love and gratitude, the imagination, the intensity. It doesn't matter how long you do it, as long as you get the components right and you understand what this fire is, what it's doing. So you can add isometric contractions on the exhalation to this golden fire practice. So as you breathe in, you fill your whole body with this burning fire, imagining every single cell an individual fire in and of itself. And when you exhale, you can squeeze the certainty into every single muscle and every cell in every muscle. As you exhale, squeeze every muscle and exhale completely and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and contract everything, and then absolutely relax on the inhalation and breathe that golden fire again and be certain you're doing this. Now what you're doing when you do that is you're anchoring your spiritual practice into your physical body in the physical world. That means you're bringing your spiritual practice out of some philosophical realm of ideas or beliefs into an embodied realm. The physical realm, and this is the proving ground, this is the testing ground, this 3D physical world. Do you have the power of God? Are you working with the real God, the living God, the God of life? Are you able to demonstrate that power? Do you have the peace of God? The peace of God which passeth all understanding. Do you have the love of God? Can you feel it? Is it healing you? Are you able to heal others? Are you able to demonstrate the power of God to others? Are you able to stand in the presence of darkness, negativity, extreme spiritual challenge, and stand there and hold your Christ consciousness in that realm? This is the proving ground. So we want our physical body activated with this golden fire of faith. So those are the components of the practice. Listen to this over and over. Make notes. Get it. And practice, practice, practice.